Prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation, being nice to students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of consciousness. He claims good literature is one to experience the joy of the world through the eye of people who are more sensitive, articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. The magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standard will miss as they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop the reading, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxist, Freud, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the on its merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of Real Education by Dr. Mark Eden.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's ability toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold or visit eforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is the mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a one modern science. Super Silver, number one choice of thousands. Improve health, immune system, super. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights in a way for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you appeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you've entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're a closer or being harassed by debt, you know the feeling. You need WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banks, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features only one from experts. Member form. Support from experts who, for you, are right now came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debtors, then this is due. We promise you can stop your foreclosure, even if it's if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you. If you cannot clean up your credit and if you cannot make $1,000 during the entire process, make money, collectors? Yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. I'm are on cardboard corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street, Wall Street, cities and states. Want and see before it's too late. There's now. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future for children. That's wrong. We must take America back. Liberty weeps, our fathers spin in May. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, joined at my hip, I'm sorry, out in California, Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic, and Isn't That a Mouth? We've got Karen Hudis here. Just a few more minutes. I'll tell you what, Karen, if you can hang with us for another seven, I'll cut you loose at 15 after. How's that?
Okay.
Karen Hudis is our guest. If you missed the first hour, folks, I would highly suggest going into the archives and listening to the first hour. This lady has dropped some bombshells on us. By the way, I want to bring up here that you had sent over where you have correspondence here with the aforementioned gentleman, Mr. Wolfgang, German banker, and I do believe you said attorney. It's threat here, I'm reading. United States federal government about defaulting on its debts and declaring bankruptcy? What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's what the banksters have been using as their tools of the trade to try to control all of the citizens. And I have, as we mentioned earlier on, they're the ones that are in debt, because when they gathered all the gold, see, they didn't count on the fact that we were able to piece all of these pieces of the puzzle together. But we did. Humanity has, it's just a huge thing that's kicking the ball down the court. And we have scored goal after goal against the banksters. And they were hoping that the fact that they bought up all the mainstream media was going to be good enough that nobody was going to find out. So I'll show you in, like, a nutshell how this works. Do you remember that big thing about Abby Martin at RTTV resigning because the Russians were trying to give propaganda on the news?
Right.
She interviewed me on RTTV.
I watched the interview.
Yes, of course. So here's the question. Who's the one that's giving propaganda? Is it RTTV by telling American citizens about my story? Or is it that they're breaking that stranglehold? And one of the other pieces of information that the Russians gave to the Americans is the fact that there was supposed to be a bomb detonated over Charleston. They wanted to create chaos and havoc. And instead, the two heroes who made sure that that bomb didn't go off on the citizens of Charleston, but went 600 miles off the coast. Major General Michael Carey, commander of the 20th Air Force, responsible for three wings of intercontinental missiles, and Vice Admiral Tim Giardina, in charge of the Navy's nuclear arsenal. And the Russians let it be known that they had intercepted some of the cables. Not only that, but there's seismograph records that show this nuclear device 600 miles off the coast. Now, what happened to these two heroes? They were fired. They were fired under pretext. So I wrote to the Inspector General, because they weren't the only military officers that were fired under pretext. And I said, what on earth do you think you're doing? I spoke 2 days ago to one of the people still employed in the military, who called me up to point out some of the nice websites that I could use to get my news out. I said, well, this is all very well and good. I said, but how many people inside the military know about these shenanigans, know that there was a nuclear base that almost detonated over Charleston. He said, oh, I think about half of them. I said, well, what on earth are you guys doing? Why don't you get rid of the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who's trying to crash the American dollar? Why don't you get rid of the Inspector General who's allowing these heroes fired? I said, enough Americans know now what the score is. And we want the people in the military to make this country strong. If our dollar goes down, which it is on the verge of doing, we are going to be weak. So that's where it is.
Well, and it may surprise you, or maybe not, I actually have a copy of the executive order that was posted in all public buildings and post offices. This particular flyer was seized from an old post office, and it slid behind some old file cabinets, and I'm now in receipt. This is the one that was issued on April 5th of 1933, telling us that we all have to turn our gold coin and gold bullion and gold certificates, otherwise $10,000 fine, and Uncle Sammy would keep smacking us probably for the rest of our lives. This is, we have been in a bankruptcy since March 9th of 1933. This declaration, by the way, that was made for the turn-in was ironically May 1st. Now, a lot of people just think, oh, that's May Day. April showers bring May flowers. No, May 1st is Communist Day. Which I find rather fascinating. But look, we're about out of time. We got about 2 minutes. And Karen,
I have one question.
Go ahead.
Karen, will you be filing suit in the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court as a public ministers being involved in all this?
No, I've already been to these guys. Written to to the Supreme Court because they are the ones that supervise the admission of justice. And when my lawsuit was settled, that was not recognized in the court. That was cleric error. And so I have been writing to the full courts, and I am saying that the American people have all confidence in the federal courts. Guess who's the chair of the judicial conference?
I haven't a clue.
The chair of the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God.
The Chief Justice. Yeah? And this is on my website.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I don't have to sue anymore. I've already got these guys tied up and hogtied.
Well, do you have any indication of how... I mean, they're saying about when there's something earth-shattering or, should we say, tide-changing, that's the terms they like to use, sea change. Are you getting any idea on how many federal judges, how many people in the Justice Department, how many people on Wall Street, how many people in banks that you're making nervous?
Okay, the one thing I wanted to mention, and that is so that people are not worried, we have something called Article 5 of the Constitution, which says when two-thirds of the state legislatures asked constitutional conference, we shall get one. And 42 states have asked for this. We are entitled to it. And the very first thing that we do is we repeal that second secret constitution.
Okay, Karen, we are out of time. I will be in touch and we'll do part two of this interview. I thank you so much, ma'am.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survive.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on.
Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes, toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees one total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, hearing if this is true, we'll tell you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, just in case you didn't know the particulars, in the United States federal government, and basically it's bankruptcy. And actually, this is back in 1930, but this is part of the United States Congressional Record for March 17, 1993, Volume 33, page H-1303. And a little as follows, it says, "It is an establishment fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933, 48 Statute 1, Public Law 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent. H.J.R. 192, the 73rd Congress in session of June 5th of 33, joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause, dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States government offices, officers, and departments, and it is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the IMF. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status and name only under emergency war powers, with the constitutional republican form of government now dissolved. The receivers of bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States." Wow, Ron.
Wow. Can you repeat that, public law?
Public law. Let me back up here. Go to previous page. Public law 89-719.
Wow. Wow, that's the first I've heard of that.
Well,
where'd you find that?
She, this is in her documents on her website.
Oh,
okay. KAHUDES.net. Not org or anything else. It's .net.
Wow.
There's more. From 1928 to 32, there were 5 years of the Geneva Conventions. The nations of the world met in Geneva, Switzerland for 5 continuous years in order to set up what would be the policy of all participating countries. During the year of 1930, U.S., Great Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Portugal. Funny, I just said the pigs. Well, partially. all declared bankruptcy. Now, if you try to look up the 1930 minutes, you might find them because they don't publish this particular volume. If you try to find the 1930 volume contains the minutes of what happened, you will probably not find it. Gee, I wonder why. Now, this volume has been pulled out of circulation or is in the library, and it's harder than picking hen's teeth to find. This volume contains the evidence of the bankruptcy under the doctrine of the parens patriae, that being government as parent. That's the direct, I guess that, yeah, parens patriae. And that's a result of the manipulated bankruptcy of the United States in 1830. All the assets of the American people, their person, and of country itself are held in the Depository Trust Corporation at 55 Water Street, New York, New York, secured by UCC commercial liens, which are then monetized as debt money by the Fed Reserve. It may interest you to know, by the way, that under the umbrella of this Depository Trust Corporation lies the seed, the CDE, their corporation, the Federal Reserve Corporation, the American Bar Association, the legal arm of the banking interest, and the Internal Revenue System itself, the system's collection agency. What did I tell you listeners a long time ago? The very same people that wrote the Emergency Banking Act were the very same people that were writing the IRS laws. Why? Because the bank wants surety for repayment on their loan. Give you the Internal Revenue Service. Ta-da! Now, the Independent Treasury Act of 1920 superseded the de jure meaning by right of legal establishment over to private corporation, which, when seen in its true light, is a fascist monopolistic cartel, the Federal Reserve and their agents. Now, the bulk of the ownership of the Federal Reserve, a very well kept secret from the American citizens, is held by these banking interests. None is held by the United States Treasury. And at the usual list of suspects, Rothschild Bank of London, Rothschild of Berlin, Warburg of Hamburg, Warburg of Amsterdam, Lazard Brothers, Israel Roses, and on we go. The Federal Reserve is at the root of most of our present statutory regulations, or, Ron, what they like to call laws, in the control and regulation of virtually all aspects of human activity inside our country. And the U.S. Constitution created by our founders and the 13 colonies, that original United States of America, no longer exists. It was replaced by the corporate United States to deal with the corporate national debt. In reality, the legal and judicial system of corporate America is an illegal system imposed on the taxpayers to force to pay off the bankruptcy debt of 1930. By the way, a little footnote here, a debt that will never, ever be paid off. Can't retire a debt with a debt, can you?
Not in this country. although that is the remedy for debt, is more debt.
Well, and it's current, yeah. And what you do is you plug a corporate style, you plug in a corporate style of governing or reigning, if you will, on how business is done. And like we all know, folks, any CEO, any chief executive officer of any corporation, if he does not do this for his shareholders and his board members, he gets replaced. It's based on constant profit and expansion. You always got to show more of a profit on your balance books than you did the year before. Otherwise, guess what? Well, you're replaced. And you see, folks, you know, this. For me, the light went on. And Ron, you've seen them a million and one times. People that get named or voted as the CEOs of corporation, one coming from an area, you would think, there's an old joke around Michigan, you know, when the hell is a car guy take over the reins of these car companies? They keep bringing in CEO or CEO that just came from Hilton International, you know, to run a car company. It's the CEO status and what they're there to do. It doesn't matter what widget you're making. You got to, the corporate rules are in place, and doesn't matter if we bring in a CEO from the other side of the planet dealing with something 180 degrees out with what he was brought in with his new job to do. The CEO status does not change.
Yeah.
Damn.
Welcome to America, John. Well,
that's like asking my barber to do a tune-up on my car. What does he know about that? Any more than my mechanic would know how to cut hair. But to you and I, That would sound plausible, but that's not the case. My barber happens to be a mechanic and a barber and a plumber and an electrician and a banker, too. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, my God in heaven, how much longer must this circus continue? Here's my question to you, Ron. I wonder if there are any betting pools in Las Vegas. Does anybody know how to research that? Find out the betting line on Karen Hudis. Because here's the thing. Here's a Jewish woman that came out. It's the, dare I say, the Jewish-inspired king system.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances. Yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you have experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcast Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer, discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharass.com and immediately implement strategy 1. Process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Wait, get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We are back. Ron McDonald.
Yeah, well,
man.
You know, the only thing that I would like to see evidence of is I see the Philippines and the United States saying on those certificates that we certify that gold is in Switzerland. How about Switzerland saying it is the gold of the United States Philippines? See, it's like you and I saying, hey, we agree and certify that money is in Wells Fargo Bank. That has no meaning unless Wells Fargo Bank gives us of it.
Well, that's what part of the problem here is, that the thieves themselves have walled everybody off. So, you know, who do you go to if all the go-to people are on the payroll of the crime syndicate?
Right.
That's where we're at right now. I'm sure, and there's a tiny little saying that's as old as Virginia, and Virginia's pretty old. I can hear the vinyl sucking up off the chairs right now. No, they didn't have vinyl back in... No. But the federal judges in this country know about the Banksy. They know it.
I've no doubt of it. I mean, the currency of the state, meaning the United States, rules the concession for the contract. And our laws are based on contract. And all currency debt are currency. So, yeah. They know it. They take quite judicial notice of that.
You know, I was really surprised that she made that statement. I mean, and here was a woman, and from a legal standpoint, to make this declaration that all wars are bankers' wars, here was a person who was on the inside and would know better than just about anybody else, aside from the people that drew up the grand plan, that she is looking at the evidence. And
yeah.
And I was pleasantly surprised when she made up this. I threw in Iran and Syria. I was pleasantly surprised when she brought up the Ukraine. I'm serious, Ron. This morning I'm expecting all hell to break loose and the build up to World War III. Tune into Fox News and we're talking about Vandersloot that killed the girl how many years ago. I'm hearing about Obamacare again. It is if the events of last week never even happened. And I'm like, really? Did I go into a time warp? Was I thrust how many years in the future where that crisis is? And I guess we didn't blow ourselves up. It's like it never happened.
Yeah, and one thing about Karen is her career and her experience speaks loudly for who she is. Now, the woman's done so many things in her life, including graduating from Yale Law School. So,
you know,
who's going to argue with that?
Lawyers have a penchant to believe that the facts will prove the case, will save the day. And in actuality, that may be true, but only if you have people that if something happens to that person, there's a million people standing on the sideline going, yes, we know exactly what she was talking about. And no, you've got 999,999 to go to eliminate the last man that knows of your crimes. Yeah. The word is spreading rather rapidly. What do you think?
I do. You know, one of the reasons I asked her if she was going to bring an original jurisdiction, because we now have public administrators or ministers involved in this, it has to be filed in the Supreme Court on its original jurisdiction side, and all of a sudden every law school in the country will know about this case.
Well, you heard her talk about lawyers, and she was talking basically about procedures. They're not taught law.
No, they're not.
They are taught procedures of law. They are taught certain case law in order to demonstrate the differences in the law that they'll be practicing, whether it be contract law, whatever the case may be. They're just told procedures.
Yeah.
Not the law itself. Now, why can't they do that? Well, could be for an obvious reason, because the law is always changing and shifting. Based on what? The proverbial house of sand that keeps shifting, puts something on top of it, and everything shifts and everything falls over. It's a fluid. I guess you could call them the living lawyers that live just to lawyer for one more day and screw somebody else out of something, or to protect somebody's interest. Yours, not mine.
You know, the laws are purely to be temporary in nature. But as you see, in all the states, you'll see the fundamental laws are basically what you'd see in the United States Constitution. Three branches of the government, separated, and things of that nature. That is the fundamental law of the people and their unalienable rights. But today, when you look at the states and their constitutions, they have actual statutes in the Constitution, like the DMV and medical boards and everything you can think of. Engineering in California. These have nothing to do with the legitimate institution. So everything has been changed from actual law to administrative law. And
well, and these people that keep referring, not only people in the media, of how the country is supposed to be thought, the great democracy. Lawyers will tell you the same thing. We have a democracy. And the court, all this being incorrect, well, the United States government was flipped back in the 30s. So we really don't have a constitutional government anymore. We kind of have a voting democracy that you get to pick the new talking head to occupy a seat to make up more draconian administrative laws.
Yeah. And on it goes. I do have a question for you, and I'm sure the listeners are also looking for it. I'm on Karen's site. I don't know where you found the document on there. Under what section, do you recall?
No, you know what? She had sent me those in a separate email.
Oh, okay.
And I forwarded an email to you. If you're able to open them up, you will see them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're there. You should already have them. If you don't, just shoot me an email, and I'll make sure that I open them up and then send it over to you.
Okay, because you only sent one email, right?
Right.
Okay, I have it.
Okay. Chief Judge, Hillary O. G. Divide, I think his name is. He's the Chief Justice of the Philippines Supreme Court. Quote, we are highly impressed not only with your technical input, but especially with your professional efforts to enhance coordination and collaboration of various judicial activities in the Philippines with other donors. Speaking about Karen Hudis. This woman, folks, do you think the worst thing that ever happened with mankind was inventing the bomb? No. I think the worst thing that happened was inventing Karen Hudis. You know, when you get a Jewish lawyer, you know, that goes, nah, 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 I'm going to tell on liar, liar, your pants are on fire. You know, I am in awe, and I'm very often. Now, the next time she comes back on, I hope you notice what she said before she cut off the airwaves with us about a convention of sorts. And that three-quarter of the governors, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Look, here again, you let the governors go behind closed doors. Ron, would you think that the governors know about the bankruptcy of the United States? Do you think that they have a clue as to why things operate the way they do?
I think they may know about the bankruptcy. I don't believe they know why things operate the way they do. I think most people are ignorant of that. They look at procedural due process as due process and haven't got a clue what the difference is.
So due process automatically rings the dinner bell that all is right with the world because we have due process.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the procedural due process says if it's a regulatory law and as long as it's been procedurally applied to you through the administrative law process, you could argue it. You'll lose.
Well, and Ron, it would seem to me that, you know, with all the disinformation that's been amassed, that you should be able to, you know, compile all this stuff in your little laptop, or if you need hard copy, carry a little briefcase, that there should be somebody on this planet that you could go, look, I have evidence of a massive Ponzi scheme. Let's do something about it. This whole world is being choked by our international scammer bankers. And here we still sit, watching people fading into oblivion. Is anybody getting pissed yet? I know I am. We'll be right back.
Woo! nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime placement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull bigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulas that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-N63. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendoid.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding long-term ailment to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're lost people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equals acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or jail your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Oh, what wicked webs are weaved when those in position out to deceive. Ron, you know what keeps running through my head?
Yeah, we're going insane.
Now, how much longer must this circus continue?
Yeah.
She alluded to the complexity. Just alluded. Of course, it takes a Harvard lawyer in finance, I guess, to make sense of it all. But they constructed this veil that is hard to pierce, but some people are actually piercing it. And I'll tell you what, what I see going on in the world right now, our governments being toppled, I am seeing the mercenaries move in to create opposition. How many times have we seen this going on in the last how many years? you know, and virally, everybody on this planet that's even connected to the internet is finding out about this stuff. If I was one of these banker guys, you know, we've heard the stories. You know, how many bankers died in the last couple of months? You know, these aren't top people. But I wonder if they're starting, do I see them sweat? Do I see a bead of sweat starting to appear on their foreheads? Is the world finding out about the paper scam and how it foisted, and how many years they've been ridden entire countries and populations off?
You know, one of the problems, though, is in your average mom and pop, which one of them would want to see the Federal Reserve note go out? That's their only basis of their bank accounts and their means of making money, is that. What could replace it and they still remain intact? That's a major problem to hurdle for most Americans.
Well, they've accepted, I don't know, how much more can the American people take? Because they've accepted terms dealing with the doing away with our currency, or at least the value of it. They called it inflation. Like it's something as normal as you and I breathing or communicating by word, like we're doing right now. Ron, I'm still waiting for some honest people inside our own government to go, you know what? I know the key to this. I know what's going on, and here it is. Out of 535 critters that we have in Washington, D.C., I know I'm probably hoping against hope. But does any of these people have any shred of decency? They're sitting here witnessing, literally, they've witnessed and partook in the sellout of America, its industrial base. They were there to make sure that our system of exchange for labor and goods was handed over to a private corporation. Are they afraid that if they come out now and start talking about this, that they themselves would be taken to task? I don't know what's going through their minds because I'm not one of them.
Yeah, you know, the things that's going through my mind if I were one of them would be, I've got mine. That's the bottom line. It's greed. Well, we're fighting greed in this aspect.
Well, it's more than just greed. When you get greedy and you take that which isn't yours, then you have to cover it up. And then if maybe you had a pang of conscience, somebody brings up something that you've been involved with or something that you did or something that you did something to somebody's, and that being used against you. But, you know, what is a man's life worth? What is his conscience and his soul worth? And, you know, I've been told that, you know, you go to your person that you did harm to and you ask for forgiveness and you try to do the reparations and try to make whole the best you can. You may not make it. You may not make it. But you know what? You die with a clean conscience. And, well, they've got to go too. They got to shuffle off the mortal coil like anybody else does.
Well, let me ask you, John. Do you think when someone gets to the position, high political position, that they're not already in someone's back pocket?
I don't think that's necessarily the case. What I think is it's a series of things that transpires to the and I've seen this in politicians before, all wild-eyed and they want to do the right thing and they know the problem and they want to get in there and fix them. They're taken aside and they're shown how business is done. This is the way things work. This is the art of cooperation by way of compromise. You know, if you're going to ask for this, you've got to do that. I think what happens, I think it's a human spirit that's being murdered. And especially when politicians, guys that want to do good, the cops, I've said that there's two type of cops that put on badges. One that really want to help other people and do all the right things, and then there's the other guys that can't wait for the day that they get to draw their little six shooter and draw down on somebody and turn them into human confetti. Something happens to that spirit and that psyche, and it goes all horribly wrong, and evidently there's no way back for them. Now, for one, I've always under the opinion that you always leave things in a better shape, in better condition than what you find it. Okay? It's always been my thought. What the hell are these people thinking?
Yeah, I'd have to say the same thing happens for those who study to become an attorney, most of them really want to change the world and win their cases and things like that. And they enter into this with their eyes basically closed to the reality of it, and that is all you're ever going to get is a settlement in court. Very few of them. Their cases go to trial. Just a settlement. So there goes their principles and everything else down the drain.
By the way, Tony, thank you for this. He sent me over Public Law 89-719. And here it is in all of its glory. I would take the time to, but we are almost out of time for this edition of the National Intel Report. But it's sitting in front of me. I'll send this one over to you as well, Mr. McDonald.
Terrific.
All right. You know, folks, we have enough time, and we stay on subject, and we go after it until we beat the crap out of it. That's what we're here to do. And eventually, we will find the answers. I mean, the universe is mysterious. Whatever. Life is a mystery to me. But I appreciate it. Who are these people that are anti-life? This is all a construct, and I want people to understand this. When Karen was talking about they're so powerful and they want fear in everybody, it is a convention that has been set up by man, and anything ever been constructed. Do you think the pyramids are going to last forever? Eventually, they're going to turn to dust. It might take another 4,000 or 5,000 years to do so, but you know what? In the course of human events or in the history of the earth, is that such a long time? No, it is not. This is all invention of man. What can be put together can be taken apart and put back together the correct way. I still have hope. I still have faith. And I'm never going to stop. I don't know about you, Ron.
No, you know, all my life I've wondered why we couldn't have a paradise on earth. You know, we have everything. We have all natural resources. Everyone works together, and yet people are getting by paycheck to paycheck right now.
But
doesn't make any sense.
But there are those that want to deflect and keep people from being centered and looking at something. Well, that's right. You know, let's get in there and play games. Turn one against the other. Let's keep things in chaos. Let's really manifest the deceited hatreds. Let's keep that cauldron boiling so we'll keep them occupied. I think there was one thing, and I don't know if this was officially attributed to Abraham. What was that guy's name? It wasn't Lincoln. It was, what was that? Oh, Springsteen. That's right. A nation divided, a house divided cannot stand. That's what's been done continually in this country. Opposition, good guys, bad guys, bad good guys. You know, here it is. And you're right, Ron. I am still in awe. I have found the meaning of life. You ready for this, folks? It's to understand you are alive and just have the ability to look around you and go, wow. To me, that is the essence of the meaning of life. Wow.
Yeah. Very good insight, John.
But here's my dilemma. I was always taught to see the world better than what I found it. I'm pedaling as fast as I can. Ron McDonald, as always, my friend, thank you.
Hey, thank you. It's my pleasure.
And before I get up from this desk, I will send you this over. I will email this over to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. And thank you, folks, for being here. Hey, we're serious. When you come next time, bring a friend. We're running out of time. We need more educated people. That's your job. With financial